Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord and welcome to New Charis Ministries Sunday service. You are highly blessed and favored for tuning in into this live broadcast. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we bless you. We give you all the praise and all the honor. We thank you for such a wonderful opportunity to share your word. Father, I pray, O God, that every person that hears the sound of my voice, may you bless the person, may you touch the heart of the person. May your word be a great blessing to every person that has tuned in and is watching and listening to the sound of my voice. May your hand touch people who need breakthroughs, people who need healing, people who need salvation, people who need hope for the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, you are blessed for tuning in and you are blessed for coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Today we are speaking on the topic, the missing skill. The missing skill. We are in a generation where people are increasing in knowledge, people are increasing in skills, people are increasing in the ability to analyze and do things. And we can see that from the way technology and development is increasing across the globe. So we are in the world of information technology. We are in the world of wisdom and knowledge. Today, a lot of people are seeking wisdom and knowledge. And for that matter, we have a high number of people going to the universities, going to technical institutions, and seeking knowledge, skills, and wisdom. But in the midst of all this, there is a skill that is missing. A skill that is missing, which is making a lot of people suffer, though they have a lot of skills that they could use to better their lives. But because of that lack of that particular skill, they are suffering, they are not able to make ends meet because of that particular skill that they have not mastered. A skill that our generation is making us to lose sight of. Our generation is making us to forget about that skill. Yet, it holds the key to a lot of us, our successes, a lot of us, our breakthroughs, a lot of us, what we just need to be okay in life. Hallelujah. Shall we read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7? A time to rend, a time to seal, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. Hallelujah. This missing skill that we are talking about is the skill of silence. The skill of silence, which our system has made it such that we have lost sight of the skill of silence. Silence is a skill because it doesn't come easy. You need to to apply some effort, and you need to be conscious about it to know when and how to be silent. Ecclesiastes says that there's a time to be quiet and a time to talk. What do we see around us? All the technology and all the development that is, happening around the world is giving us an opportunity to speak. Our social media is giving voice to the voiceless. It is giving us a chance to speak through pictures, through videos, through things that we could not have done, for the past generation. They could not have done that. But today, we have that power to do it. And because we have, the power, we have the resources, we have the opportunity to speak and show, people are losing sight that silence is a skill. Hallelujah. The fact that you have an opportunity to showcase, the fact that you have an opportunity to talk, the fact that you have an opportunity to show does not mean you should talk. Does not mean you should show. Hallelujah. And for that matter, not every opinion and not everything is voiced out, is shown. There are certain opinions you keep it because it's for an appointed time. Hallelujah. Why is silence a skill? Silence is a skill because there are things that we are doing in our life. There are things that God has begun in our life that we need patience and we need time before we come out. There was a young man who was brilliant and loved by the father. Hallelujah. He was so loved by the father that his siblings were jealous of him. Because his daddy loved him so much, and his brothers were envious of the fact that his daddy loved him so much. And this boy who was loved by his daddy so much could not keep his joy. Could not hide his joy of being the darling boy of the family, and he did not know the mentality and the thinking of his brothers towards him. I'm talking about the boy Joseph. The boy Joseph was smart. He was blessed by God. He was chosen. He was loved by the father. Yet the boy, Joseph, did not know and did not possess the skill of silence. Hallelujah. Joseph did not possess the skill of silence. So when God began revealing things to the boy Joseph, Joseph thought that because they are my siblings, I can share with them. Because they are my siblings, I can share with them. And did not know that it is not yet the appointed time. Shall we read from Genesis chapter 37, verse 5? Then Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. You, this little boy, you are loved by our father. He does things for you that he would not do for any one of us. And now you dream of things that, you know, is telling us that you are going to rule over us. You are going to become a big man. And you come and tell us. And they said they hated him more. Let's come to our world today. You are in the corporate world. You are young, enterprising, very, very intelligent, young girl, young man in an organization. And you keep telling people, I want to be the chief director. I want to be the procurement manager. I want to be the chief accountant. I want to be, you want to be great. Let it be your dream that you are working towards in your process. But not bringing it out. Because when you bring it out, people are going to hate you the more. And that is very, very important. It is a skill that you need to learn how to keep quiet. And the keeping quiet, it is not only by shutting your mouth, but also by your actions. You are smart. You are loved. But that does not mean that you can talk anyhow. There are plans that are for appointed time, and you need to seek the wisdom of God to know when to release those plans. You don't tell them anyhow, because when you tell them, you'll be like the little boy Joseph. Whatever that would have happened, Joseph will still be the great boy God want him to be. But this boy had to struggle in order for that dream to come to pass. A lot of you are struggling. A lot of you are fighting battles that are not even meant for you. Why? Because you have not mastered the skill of silence. It is not everything that is spoken. You get a new contract, you want to tell people. You've been promised promotion, you want to tell people. Everything you want to tell people, why don't you hold on to some information and pray about it? Because dreams and certain things are like pregnancy. No matter how you do, at the appointed time, they will come out for people to know. You need not to be broadcasting it for people to hate you like they did to the little boy, Joseph. They sold him, and he lost the love of the father. Hallelujah. This is one thing you need to know, because when you don't learn the skill of silence, you are going to grow enemies for yourself, and you start fighting certain battles that are not yet meant for you. A lot of you are facing serious problems in your offices. You are doing all the work. You are very intelligent, enterprising, yet you are not gaining promotion. You are not gaining promotion. People are being sent out for training, and the rest, they are not giving you that opportunity for training. Why are you not be giving that opportunity for training? It is because you don't know how to keep silent. It is not every time that you need to rebel. Sometimes you need to apply wisdom and tactic. That is why the Bible says that there's a time to be silent, and there's a time to speak. and you need to seek the help and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and of God to know when to speak. Silence is a skill, and you need to consciously take your time to learn it. If you don't learn it, you may acquire all the degrees and all the skill in this world, but your dreams will not come to pass. Because if you are not able to learn silence, your dreams will never come to pass. Hallelujah. Why must you practice silence? The next point is that a lot of people, livelihood and professions and life depends on your tongue. Hallelujah. A lot of people, livelihood depend on your tongue. There were these three wise men that the angel of God appeared unto them, announcing the birth of Jesus Christ. The angels did not tell this wise man that go to Herod, King Herod, and go and tell him that there's a king of the Jews that have been born. But these three wise men, not knowing when to speak and when to keep silent, told the king Herod, and you know what happened? Little children born between a particular time frame were killed just because this wise man gave information to somebody or spoke at a place that they were not supposed to speak. Hallelujah. A lot of us, we talk so much, and in meetings, instead of keeping quiet because we want favors, because we want favors, we speak. And a lot of people are affected in your organization. A lot of people are sacked from the office, not because they are doing kululu or they are doing something, but it is because wanu nye do. It's because wanu ye choppy, choppy, choppy. It's because uye kukonsa. It's because they told you something in secret. And you, because you wanted favor, you were not able to keep quiet on the secret, and you released it at a board meeting, at the management meeting. And those people are now enemies. Meanwhile, these people were trying to fight for you. So things that are spoken of in secret to you, you must learn to keep them a secret. Because a lot of people's lives and livelihood depend on your silence. It is very, very important that you learn. Because if you don't learn that, a lot of lives will destroy. Sometimes you are angered. And let's read James chapter 1 verse 9. James chapter 1 verse 9. Verse 19, sorry. Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Sometimes people tell you things in secret. And when you get angry with them, when there are troubles between the two of you, you still need that one skill that will make you the most loyal person, that will make you the complete graduate, the complete employee, the complete entrepreneur, the complete Christian that you need to be. Be slow to speak even when you are angry. Be slow to speak Even when you have problems with your best friend, be slow to speak. Even when you have problems with your friends, look at what is happening on social media. Friends get into trouble, they have bad time, and they start insulting themselves, and they start releasing secrets to the general public. That is not good. That does not show you are loyal. And when you do that, do you know what happens? People also learn, and they may not get close to you. You may be going to, you know, a place that they know you are going to die. They cannot tell you. You will be doing something that they think that by telling you a secret, you'll be saved. They cannot tell you because they know that you, when they are in bad terms with you, you will release all those secrets. Learn to be loyal and learn the skill of silence. Even when you are angry with your friend, even when you have issues as friends, your privilege information are privilege information. You got to know those information because you were close to them. And even when you are no more close to them, those information should remain as privilege information. And that shows how loyal and how matured you are. Silence is a great skill for success in this generation. And the Bible says that we should learn when to keep quiet and when to speak. Another reason why you need to master the skill of silence is to make sure that there is no pressure on you. There is no pressure on you. On social media, nobody have asked you to put your successes, to put your new house, to put your new clothes, to put all those things that are going on in your life on social media. You need to, you know, be circumspect about the way you show your things on social media. You put pressure on yourself by creating a kind of image. You've gotten a visa and you have not traveled, but the whole world will know you have gotten a visa. When you are not able to even travel, sometimes you have not even gotten the visa. You have just sent in your application and the whole world will know that you are coming to travel. And when you don't get the visa, it becomes a problem for you, and you need to be happy. And you need to dress and go and post somewhere to be showing as if you have traveled. Wana na shell. Wana ena a shell. So can wanu tumua and ka enye problem emma wo. Enyen semunina ene yeka. And you may be wohon mwa be tobwase. E bia amount for behulu. Success is like pregnancy. When you arrive, people will know you have arrived. You don't need to broadcast your arrival. If you broadcast your arrival, that means you have not arrived. Those who have arrived, they don't say it. We know that they have arrived. Don't force yourself to arrive, so you put pressure on yourself. Learn to be quiet about the little successes you chalk, the little promotions you chalk. Let be quiet about it. Celebrate it in secret with your God and be grateful to Him. And be grateful to Him. When you arrive, you need not to broadcast it. People will know when you arrive. No pregnant woman will have to tell you, "I am pregnant." When the pregnancy is due, you will know. It is a skill you need in this current age. People need trusted friends. People need people that they can rely and share their dreams, their problems with. But because of the problem of this world, because we cannot keep quiet, people tell us their problems, and the next thing is that you have broadcast it to the whole wild world. You will never be a trusted person. And the time that you think that you should be told something, nobody will mind you. Because when you were told a little, you broadcasted it all over the place. We need trust. You need trust to grow in this current dispensation. Those that are making it, those that are growing, are trusted people. People that they can be trusted get opportunities. And if people will trust you, you need to master the skill of silence. Know when to talk, when to keep quiet, when to broadcast and when to not broadcast, when to show and when not to show. And yes, learn it. If you have to be a trusted person, then learn to control your tongue. Learn to control your tongue. Minya se weni jia shawanu ye. Minya se okwa manye muswa shawanu ye. When you need a favor, be watchful of your tongue. Your tongue can bring you joy. The same tongue can also cause you a lot of problems. Master the way you talk. Do not be, you know, influenced by cash. So you release information. If people can control you with money to get whatever they want from you, know that you don't have a future in this generation. Because in this generation, silence is a great skill. The little boy Joseph didn't know. So he told his brothers his dream. And what happened? They hated him so much. The three wise men did not know. They went to Herod and told him that the king of the Jews have been born. And what happened? Little children, little boys were killed just because they were not able to withhold the information. Because the angels told them, and they were supposed to go and look for, because they told them that the person, that little boy, has been robbed. And the same star that appeared to them, that star led them to where the boy was. So if Herod could have helped you, he would have helped you. So sometimes you put your eyes on a key figure. You put your eyes on your CEO. You put your eyes on a big man that you know. And you start selling information. You start spoiling people, thinking that that big man, that big person in your organization can help you. Hey, in your church, one elder or soft will be who come out from some children, it's an so pa. It's an so pay favor be every ho. Heaven in sheni kotukum, heaven in sheni kotukum, and mwa in free in some because and mwa free in yankopo ho. And trade up on yankopo so catch law say, and mra ye womuino, so be di ye, now be koswa, shawano e ye, to wano direka. It is a skill you need. After you have acquired all your degrees and all your skills and everything, don't learn to keep things. Don't become like what people say, that meeting your warehouse. They say it and it is influencing you and you are talking by heart. Where you could have formed alliance and where people could have loved you and given you some favors, because of choppy talking. And sometimes there are things that you don't mean them, but because you don't know when to say what, you have gotten so many enemies. that is destroying your future. You are fighting battles that you are not supposed to fight. Joseph fought battles that he was not supposed to fight. Why? Because he was telling his dreams. You were a new graduate. Yes, the young shall grow, but the young should grow in wisdom and knowledge. Shawanuyi. The Bible says there's a time to be quiet and a time to talk. Beloved, we are in the era of showmanship. But you should be wise on what you show. You should be wise on what you open up to people. Because after all, we are all in it together. What you want, your friend also wants. What you need, your friend also needs. Somebody else also needs it. So you should be, you know, circumspect on how you do your things. Somebody favored you in a particular way, and you keep broadcasting it, knowing that it can create problems for the person. But your papa we into own genin home. What my papa ye won't know ababa bedane boni amano. Na o yesana a dear children is a full free dear children so no. It's an opportunity no you will not get. Obia wa yo papa obia wa to dwaniama wedi. Obia wa show and then she send ya okika no honsam. Esa nse no honsam ababa todwa. This is the time for you to show loyalty to the person. But look at the way you are destroying the person. Kaidebi. Kaidebi. So you are a foreign sir. Now watch out here. The Bible says that learn to be quiet. Learn to be quiet. You need not to join people. Hey, 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 hey. If you hold one, watch your hook a crack. Kakra. Because sa oka wanu tumua unyasem. Yesi emrebi kura ampono obia onyon nyanseni no. So kana no tumua. Ohu sen yo kana no tumua ye bunuse o yobia owo nyansa. Minya. Siasana beka wanu atumu. Endin kon konsasa. En tom a man for hu en sem sa. And fe nya di baby. Now we did nya se di biena kai se a man for so at the unhon sem sa ne beko near you if you say di bieno. Eso. Learn to be quiet. Learn to be matured. Silent. And how do you grow the skill of silence? One, you can grow the skill of silence by learning to talk to yourself before every engagement. And even doing every engagement with people, you need to become alert about what you want to say. Before you go into a meeting, before you engage somebody in a conversation, tell yourself and make sure that you are aware of the things that you are saying so you can stay within your boundaries. And another way that you can, it will help you to learn the skill of silence, is that you don't talk plenty. The more you talk, the more it brings things that you are not supposed to talk. You understand? There are certain conversations you need to cut them short. If you don't learn how to cut certain conversations short, you bring certain things that you are not supposed to bring in the conversation. And also make a pledge to yourself that I only talk about things that concerns me. I only talk about things that concerns me. Pacho suya enmani nyewo adie se wodie wadwuma ne se okeka amanfo ho nsem. Katro ho se se ye biribi na meka memedie. When you have an opportunity to talk to people, talk about yourself, not about people.
But if you have an opportunity to fight for, then you don't fight for only yourself, you fight for all the people. You understand? It is very important, and that gives you the power to control your thoughts and your speech when you always focus conversations in your boundary. Hallelujah. And then, do not be in haste. Do not be in haste. Sometimes our biggest problem, why we are not able to be quiet, why we are not able to be silent, is being in haste to show that we are there. We want to put things on social media for people to know we are there. We want to speak in a particular way in a meeting for people to know that we too, we know. We want to speak in a particular way so that people will know that we are the Oga. No. When you tell yourself that I need not to prove by the way I talk that I am the boss, you learn to minimize the things that you show about yourself. It is very, very important to know. Learning the skill of silence takes a conscious effort. You need to take a conscious effort staying in prayer and asking God to control your tongue. Control your tongue, control your talk, control your thoughts, so that will help you to develop the skill of silence. Develop the skill of silence. The Spirit of God that dwells in you has the power to help you to develop the skill of silence. To develop the skill of silence, you need to learn meditation, stay in prayer with God, and ask Him to help you to develop that skill that will help you to control your thoughts, that will help you to control the way you speak. Enye nyoma nyina na chese babon tene. Enye nyoma nyina na ye kachire amamfo. Se ebebe mu a wo mu behu. Fa empire bo eye wadwuma na se nyankopon boa na ebe mu a amansa behu no ne nyankopon aye wo abrabom. You need not to say it before it happens. Hallelujah. And that does not mean that you don't seek advice. You need to seek advice. But pray about it. The more you pray about it, the more God will help you to find. And in this, God will bless you. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for such a great advice and such a great awakening that despite the era that we find ourselves in, we have opportunities to talk, opportunities to show off, opportunities to say things. But this is the time for us to also be circumspect and learn when to keep quiet. Father, help us in our churches. Help us in our corporate organizations. Help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray once again for those who are looking for jobs. We pray, oh God, that you help them to get jobs, and those who are believing you for ideas to start a job. Father, I speak for divine visitation that will grant them ideas in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are having challenges in their relationship and in their marriages, I pray for them that, Father, you are almighty and you are able to solve everything. May you solve their problems for them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Bless us. Let us have a nice week. Let us have a great week. In the mighty name of Jesus, teaching us how to be quiet. Father, help us and heal our okra mouths. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Beloved, thank you. And thank you. I know you have been a blessing. Start practicing and start being aware of your environment as you learn the skill of